Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. And the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Levracha, we're in Yishayo Perek Mem. And with this, we begin the second part of Sefer Yishayo. The last 25 prakim are Kulo Nechemta. It's supposed to be the idea of comfort. This, of course, this Perek is the famous Perek, which is the Haftorah of Shabbos Nachamu. It's the Shabbos of the first of the seven Shabbosos of Nechama that come up in that regard. And so, our Haftorah begins in the following location. Chizkiyahu HaMelech had not become Mashiach. Yishayahu was looking ahead for the future of the Jewish people. He sees Mashiach was postponed, yes, and that there's going to be a long and period, dark period of Galus, but therefore, he is going to spend time comforting the Jewish people, giving us hope and encouragement during the Galus. And with this hope, he talks about the bright future of the Jewish people and of the world, both leading up to and coming after Mashiach arrives. And he envisions the end of Galus Babel and people coming back to the Beis HaMikdash about 180 years after he dies. And so he begins first, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Come, be comforted, be comforted. Since after all, Chazal tell us, we were struck twice, Chet Chata, we sinned twice, we were destroyed twice, right? And now, Nachamu, the consolation also has to be double the amount. Now, Rabbi Schwab points out, Nachamu refers to Galus Babel, and Nachamu, Galus Edom. There's going to be an end of both. It's alluded to over here. And then Yishayahu says, Dabru alev Yerushalayim v'kiru eilah. And Rabbi Schwab also points out that there's a fundamental difference between Nechama and Dabru alev. Dabru alev happens when people are making up. They know that there was a problem, and they say, well, let's get past the situation. That's what it means, l'daber alev. Nechama is different. Nechama means we have to change your mind or your heart, right? There has to be a consolation where the person actually understands that everything was for the best. When it comes to Geula, there'll be a time for true Nechama, Menachin Tzion Uvone Yerushalayim, that there'll be a true Nechama that will come out, and it will become clear. And so the voice comes out and will say, clear a path. There'll be a period in our future where the Jewish people will be able to lead and see a highway to Hashem, where everything gets calmed down, everything gets flattened. It's a simple, straight, flat road without obstacles, making it easy for us to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to go back up to Yerushalayim. And when Mashiach comes, the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be evident. And that's what we say in Pasuk Hey, V'nigla kvod Hashem v'ra'u kol basar yachtav kipi Hashem diber. At that time, everyone, all human beings, will see the prophecies of the different Nevi'im who predicted all this would happen. And so Yishayahu gets told, Kol Omer Krava Omar Ma'akra. Yishayahu gets told by a heavenly voice to give a prophecy that the message that man is only flesh. He was born, he grows, he can do a lot of goodness and chesed, he can invent and promote the beautiful ideas, but those things are temporary. Humanism of the 19th century, Rabbi Schwab points out, is now history. No matter how beautiful the chesed is, in the end, it's only kitzitz asadeh. And yavesh chatzir naval tzitz, kiruach Hashem nashvabo. The grass dries, the flower withers, when the wind of Hashem blows at it. And what he means to say is, man is as temporal as the grass in the field. The ideas come, and they go. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nigla kvod Hashem, everyone will recognize Hashem. It's because Hashem stands forever. And the Navi now gives Nevuah about the future Geula in the time of Mashiach. And here we get another famous Pasuk. Al HaGavoa Ali Lachme Vaseres Tzion, climb up on a high mountain, herald of Tzion. Harime Bakoach Kolech Mevaseret Yushalayim, lift your voice. The Mevaseret Yushalayim, Mashiach is going to reign over the Jewish people who are on a high level worthy of his calling, right? Harimi al tirai imri l'ari Yehuda inei Elokeichem, call out that and say, here's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our past history shown that Jewish national existence in Eretz Yisrael without trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fragile existence. There is no permanence. So therefore, what we have to do is harimi al tibari. We have to highlight the beauty of Hashem and following Him, because Hashem bechazak yavo, just like a shepherd does with his flock, Hashem will come with a might and his arm in front of him, and he carries his reward with him, right? And he is going to carry all the lost lambs, right? Mimadad b'shalom mayim v'shamayim v'zeres tikein. After all, who measures water in the fist of his hand? Who fixes everything? Who turns around and takes advice and gave him the understanding? The nations are ka'ayin negdo, right? They're like a drop in the bucket, right? Nations and cultures, even the greatest of them existed during the days, which had a profound influence on world affairs when they existed. Those things all disappeared. They're a drop in the bucket or a scale of dust of world history. But worshiping Hashem, that's a different ballgame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasts forever. And that's what we say. Hashem looks at the worship, His worship through Karbanos. And so He turns to us in Pasuk Tez Zayin, and He says, Ulevanon in De Boer. As far as Levanon is concerned, there wouldn't be enough firewood. Vechayaso in De Ola, and all the living creatures wouldn't be enough for one Ola. In other words, if the man is insignificant in regard to God, how does he bring him Karbanos? And so the answer is, man's but a speck of dust on the planet Earth. But a man's Karban Ola seems to be insignificant. But Yishayo says you have to understand that if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from that speck of dust, then so be it. Right? All the nations of the world are still also insignificant. Right? So how can a man depict Hashem and worship Him? And the question is, how do you understand it? So if you go ahead, is it a form that's molded? How do we impregnate Hashem? Is it something that's molded by a craftsman? One who chooses that limit, right? We have to understand that this is what causes Avodah Zarah. The difference is that people try to create an image, to try to give a physical representation of God. And that, of course, the Rambam notes that that was the beginning of Avodah Zarah, trying to represent God. Well, Yishayo says, senselessly worshipping idols and images, that's going to be a problem. Halo seidu, halo tishmu, halo gad lachem mirosh. Didn't you understand that there's an ancient tradition that Avodah Zarah is not a good idea? And, of course, worshipping stars is no better. The earth's but a tiny dot under the enormous sky, and its inhabitants are as tiny insects. And so Hashem brought them, brought life to earth, but He doesn't want to go ahead and have it, and just to be there to go ahead and get back at Him to be used in an indirect way. Anosin rosin lion shof to eretz kato asa apal nito apal zoro apal kol sharis gizam. Right, he says in Psukim 23 and 24, Chav Gimel Chav Dalet, he pays close attention to the affairs of man. And the greatest powers on earth have been swept away in the dustbin of history. The idea here is that man's powerless before God. But we have to understand that the bottom line is, Elmi Tidamuni Vashveyom Arkadosh. So for whom are you going to go ahead and compare me? Sumaro Einechem Re'e Mibara Ela. God, why don't you look up heavenward and say, who created these? Merov onim ve'amitz koach ishlo yneder, out of a great power and the force of strength, none of them fail. Because of the great power with which God brought each of the stars into being, none of them fails its assigned task. So now, for the rest of the parak, Yishayo looks at Am Yisrael languishing in the galus. Some are ready to give up hope that there'll never be a geula, because God, they think, has forgotten them. So Yishayo tells them, Hashem is aware of them, and that He encourages them never to give up on Geula. Because during the Galus, we think that God seems to ignore us. And that is certainly the case during times of suffering, right, when we were in the stage of Yaakov. But even when we live as Am Yisrael, honored and respected, the golden age of Spanish Jewry, right? During that time, the people deviated from the Torah and they started to live successful and happy lives and no desire for gula. Well, it's just like when they said less din v'less dayan, halo yadata alokei olam Hashem, you have to remember that with your own mind you have to understand that Hashem is the king of the world. And he's borik tosa aretz, world history is a constant creation of God. And there are always new edges that are being brought together. He gives energy and strength to those who are weary. And so while we can't understand why God does what he does, still the Navi says that Hashem gives us strength to be able to handle that period of time. We understand what happened during the Holocaust, Rav Shimon Schwab says. At the end of the war, the survivors who are broken in body and spirit, instead of being hopeless for the rest of their lives, they recovered. The Ya'if, they regained strength. And the Ein Onim, those who were powerless, became more powerful than ever before. And so we had all these survivors who came penniless without family, and they went wherever they went, and they rebuilt. And that's what we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Anosein LaYo'if Koach. God gives those who are weary strength. It also refers to the Jewish people as well. There are, in the course of human history, initiatives and vigorous efforts by youthful and energetic people to build nations or enterprises. Some succeed, some become weary and worn out. But Koyei Hashem Yachlifu Koach, Yalo Eiver Kanesharim, Yarutsu V'lo Yigo, Yelchu V'lo Yiyafu, those who are hopeful in Hashem, they have renewed strength, they raise wings as eagles, they run, they don't become tired, they go forward, they never become weary. The whole history of the Jewish people in Golos is one long chain of hope after hope, when the time is right, that God will bring about the Geula. So Yishayahu over here is telling us, the Jewish nation will always have the strength to look to the future. There'll be times in our history, and in our Golos, where the hopes will soar high like eagles. There'll be times where Yarutsu, where they will run, and there'll also be times where Yelchu, where we're just going to be walking forward in the hopes of coming to the Geula. But whatever the condition, and no matter the circumstance, Yishayahu blesses the Jewish people over here in the name of Hashem, that they'll never tire and that they'll always continue. That's the hope that has sustained us throughout history. That is also the hope that continues to serve us long after the Pav Torah for Parshas Vaschanan, but even here in the second half, it serves to protect us in the Haftorah for Parshas Lech Lecha. It goes all the way back to the beginning of Avraham Avinu. Yelchu v'lo yiyafu, yarutsu v'lo yitamu. That's what happens. We give up when we never get weary, and that is a blessing that comes from above. Everyone have a great day.